Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Now, that's not the only MMR-related charity event that took place over the weekend. Casey did the Bend to Shore bike ride with Team WMMR, and that was on, was that Saturday?
It was on Sunday.
Okay.
Saturday probably would have been a better day to do it because it rained a little bit on Sunday. But, yes, on Sunday morning, me, Chuck D'Amico is here. He's an assistant program director of WMMR.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Saturday night, what we ended up doing is we drove a car and dropped it off in Atlantic City so that on the bike ride on Sunday, we left from Cape May, from Sunset Beach in Cape May, and rode our bikes up to Atlantic City. And the tour was kind of canceled, postponed, and turned into a virtual tour. So normally the Tour to Shore is a 65-mile bike ride from Philly to Atlantic City. And so they just asked that you do 65 miles between July 26th and August 23rd.
Right.
So I ended up, my grand total, I ended up logging 420 and a half miles
in that time. That's so good.
You could add another 41 to that because I thought it actually started on July 25th and it actually started on the 26th. So on the 25th, I did 41 miles. So I wanted to thank Chuck for being an awesome wingman all summer long, getting ready for this ride because we did this 55-mile ride on mm-hmm. Sunday. And, you know, listen, we had the wind at our back.
Yeah.
So it was,
and a
know,
song in your heart.
And a
yes.
song in our heart. And but you know it wasn't like a heavy wind. It was like 4 miles per hour. But
it's still
wind at your back is better than wind at your face. It doesn't matter. But we had like 15 people come and join us, and we rode en masse and stopped along the way. You know, we stopped at little you know like the lighthouse and the North Sea Wall,
some sort of photo op spots and things like that. But no, Casey's been working really really hard this year on this.
Oh yeah,
and he is a super strong bike rider.
Dude, tell them about that app.
Okay.
Because there's a video of this, which is fantastic.
It's really cool. So if you check it out on my Instagram page, the app is called Relive. So anybody who does any sort of activities and you track your activity, whether it be a Map My Ride or a Strava, this is called Relive. And what it does is it maps your activity, but if you take pictures along the way, it geotags the pictures, and then it does it like a 3D recreation of whatever you did. So in our case, it was a 55-mile ride from Cape May to Atlantic City, and every single picture that we loaded, I think you're allowed to load 10 pictures per mm-hmm. activity or whatever. So every single picture that was taken, this 3D video would, you know, go along the route and then stop where the picture was taken, show you the picture, and then pick the route back up again.
And it's awesome. A satellite image. So it's not, you know, drawn. It's not graphics created. It's actual photos of the region. And it tracks it follows along in a 3D
uh-huh.
sweeping camera. The camera movements are swinging around. It looks real dramatic. And then it'll stop at these points where you took the photos and show the photo.
Yeah.
And then move on to your next. It is one of the coolest things I've ever seen as far as apps go to log your trip, whatever it may be.
You don't see stuff like this like on professional television shows.
No.
I mean, that's as good as this app is. And it really kind of puts you in the journey that you took. But it was amazing.
It was. And so when my cousin was explaining it to me, I couldn't quite picture it. And then when he showed it to me, I was like, okay, this is really, really cool. So if you're having a hard time understanding what we're talking about, check it out on my Instagram page. It's up there as like an IGTV video. But and then afterwards, the camera kind of pulls out and shows you the scope of what we did. And so, so if you're going to do like decent amount of miles on a bike or whatever, you were asking, Press, if you could do like a car road trip, possibly, you know, as long as I guess if you have a cell signal that you don't lose any sort of GPS.
I'm curious
tracking.
If it would work over a series of days if you were taking a driving trip and able to stop along the way and take photos, and if it would track your route that way if you're hitting a few states or something along those lines.
I bet you there's a component or something similar to it that would do that. If they have this, they can certainly do that. And following a GPS signal from your phone in a car – is not a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really cool for me, Casey, because I'm a total geography nerd. So
yes,
like,
you are. Yeah.
And but following along on your trip was really neat. And then to sort of apply the overlay the map on top of it, it gave me a geography boner. So I really enjoyed every second of it.
Plus,
so,
it looks like we did 55 miles in about a minute and a half.
Right, yeah.
You guys are going very fast.
We took our time, and I got to say, like, I felt really good at the end. I felt like I probably could have done at least another 20
good
more
for
miles.
You,
yeah. But I want to give a shout out, and I got an email from one of our riders, this guy named Justin, who's a police officer in Chester County. So,
yeah.
Justin Fritz and his wife Jess rode with us on Sunday, and it was Jess's birthday. So, they did this, I guess, for Jess's birthday. Now, they had never done that kind of mileage before, and they were also on, like, mountain bikes, right? So the rest of us were all on road bikes. So whenever we hit any sort of incline, so we had to go over some bridges and stuff like that, they were having a tough time. So if we did 55 miles, they basically did the equivalent of, like, 70 miles because they had these big, fat tires. But she powered through it. And so Justin wanted to give a big shout-out and a shout-out to his wife, Jess. And I have to agree, like, she just was a trooper and powered through it. So that is for Jess. And also wanted to give another shout out to my cousin Bob, because Bob would end up going back and, like, catching up with them and would ride with them. And Bob's also, like, a history guy, so he was giving them the history of, like, every single beach town. So I wanted to give a shout out to them. Also wanted to give a shout out to Philadelphia SWAT team. They ended up doing the ride on Sunday as well. They did Philadelphia to Atlantic City. I ended up meeting up with Mark O'Connor from the Irish Pub and people from the Philly SWAT team. I would have met Joe Sullivan, former Chief Inspector Joe Sullivan, but he fell and broke four ribs.
Are you serious?
Yeah. In the ride?
In the ride. Finished the ride,
oh,
Kathy.
God.
Finished the ride with four broken ribs, and then ended up driving home and going to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
He texted me later that night. He's like, man, I'm sorry I missed you. I was like, dude, you're a freaking warrior. So he ended up, he fell, went down really, really hard. I mean, listen, he had four broken ribs, but he also, like, you know, smashed his arm and his head and his back and all that sort of stuff and still finished the ride.
So any idea at this point how you did money-wise or how?
Well, so our team ended up, listen, our goal was to raise $40,000. Yeah. We raised $15,000. As you can see with the with the blood drive and, you know, any sort of charity thing going on, everything is off. Like the tour to shore, I'm sorry, the bend to the shore, their goal was to raise over $1 million. We're at just under $350,000 raised. So, you know, fundraising is down all across the board. So we raised $15,000.
But
our team is definitely top five.
Good.
Steve Morrison, you donated $500. Thank you so much to donating $500 to Team WMMR Rock and Rollers. That was really, really generous of you. So thank you for that. And then also I wanted to, you know, send out love and condolences and respect to Terry O'Connor, whose husband, Corporal O'Connor, was killed in the line of duty like 5 months ago. If you recall, he was a SWAT member. They were they were serving a warrant, and they shot through the door, and he was killed in the line of duty. So I met her on Sunday, and so I wanted to, you know, send all my love and respect and condolences to her and you know, everybody in the O'Connor family.
Now, also, there was a person you encountered on the way.
Yeah. So, listen, there were a couple of cowbells along the way. People, like, cheering us and Pat Gallen from CBS. He ended up passing us in Wildwood. He didn't realize it was us until afterwards. But
we passed Kathy Romano along the road.
No, we did not. No. Kathy was sick at home. So, but normally we would have passed her and Matt Corden in Sea Isle. But there was a guy who wrote, he wasn't on our team. We stopped at Wawa. Thank you, Wawa, for being our official rest stop. We stopped at Wawa in Sea Isle, and it rained there for a little bit. And then when we left Sea Isle, apparently this guy rode with us from Sea Isle.
He just kind of appeared out of nowhere?
Just appeared out of nowhere. This dude, an older dude, probably in his 60s, super fit, wearing a bright yellow shirt. He ends up on my side in Ocean City. We had gone through Strathmere, over the bridges, and now we're along West Avenue in Ocean City, and this dude just appears. And so I end up talking to him for, God, like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes or whatever, as we're just cruising down, you know, West Avenue and then Bay Avenue. And this dude was just the best. Like, he was full of so much wisdom and positive energy. And I'm talking, like, just a wise, wise man, and I was listening to everything that he had to say about living life, and, you know, you're not guaranteed tomorrow, but you still should be, you know, prepare as if you are going to be awarded tomorrow, and all this sort of stuff. And then, you know, and then, like, like that. He was like, all right, have a great life. And then he left.
I must go now.
And I've watched too many movies in my day. I turned to the guy next to me. I go, was that guy real?
And then he turned, that guy said, I'm not even real.
I was like, was that guy real? Because he
was. No, he's real. I'm not.
He was absolutely everything I needed in my life right now. Like, it was just.
He just inspired you.
Yes. Yeah, because, listen, I'm trying to, like.
You have every reason to fear your thermostat. There are flying squirrels.
I needed that validation.
If you feel you're going to be attacked, draw your arms up into your sleeves so he can't see your fists.
Hidden fists?
Collect as many pine cones as you can.
Wait a minute.
Learn to run away when you need to. So, and jump a lot.
Let me ask you, how did he start to offer this wisdom? Did your conversation just lead him to that, or did he just say, let me tell you something?
No, it wasn't forced. It was supernatural. Not supernatural.
Right, right, yeah.
It was wonderfully natural.
I am the god of good advice.
No, it was... It was not.
I bring you wisdom.
I just bit my tongue. I just bit my tongue. God damn it.
Did you bit your tongue?
Yeah. So he was. I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you wisdom. Lots of good advice. Encouragement, too. A valid life path. A reason to live. He's contrary to your usual god of hellfire.
It was just what I needed, though.
Yeah, so, but to that point, how did the conversation strike up when you started to get into things that were a little bit more metaphysical and spiritual?
It didn't.
And sexual.
It didn't. Well, it started off sexual because he noticed the bulge I had for him. No, it was...
Dear God, this kid's packing a salami.
I don't know where to go from there.
So the
progression of the conversation was, to me, it felt very natural.
Right.
And he had said something that was like a little bit self-deprecating. And I said, no, you look like you're really...
You look fit, boy.
I said, no, you look really fit.
Oh, thank you.
And he was like, no, man, yeah, I know, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And he's like, no, but, you know, I like everything that you guys like, you know, and suds and donuts and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, but he just went on to... Just sort of explain that you can have all of those great things, but you don't only have to have that. Like, you know, and just talking about just enjoy life.
You can
life
also
and
have whores.
Just enjoy your life, but don't, like, overindulge. And,
so that's why he's out on the bike ride?
Yeah. Yeah.
Meaning that? Okay, so he's out getting some exercise. So he was attributing it to that. You can still party and have a good time, but you need to... You got to be cognizant of
counter it,
staying on the right path as
he said.
It sounds like he was in sort of, and you all were in sort of. The endorphins are released when you're exercising, and you get sort of a natural high. You tend to be, you tend to appreciate things more.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and so he was all retired, and then just at a point in his life where he was enjoying life. And listen, I'm no spring.
You got to try whippets.
Haven't done Whippets since July 3rd, 2000.
Ah.
I remember the day I had a terrible headache afterwards. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, there are different stages in your life. Like, so my nephews just went off to college, and I just, you know, I gave them a little bit of advice as they were going off to college. Not old fuddy-duddy stuff, but it was like, you know, the biggest piece of advice I say is just make sure you go to class, right? Go to class. And then also,
don't play with bear traps.
Anybody that's going between the ages of 16 to 22, which is, you know, middle high school to, you know, through college, I always say, you know, these, you don't realize how important those 6 years are in the development of your life, but you can really go off track between 16 and 22.
I get
and
that.
And the further you go off track, the harder it is to get back on track. But here I am at 40 something.
Yeah.
And if I'm awarded, if I'm allowed to live to, let's say, 80 years old, well, I don't want those to be crappy years, you know. I want them to be fun years where I can get out and enjoy life. And so what I was doing on Sunday is paramount and important to
the enjoyment of life and the fulfillment.
That potential.
Yeah, I get you. That makes total sense.
Well, in case he was first telling us about this, you were amazed at this person. He said all the right things at the right time.
Yeah.
And you just thought his wisdom was spot on. And you had posed the question to us, I believe, what is the greatest piece of advice you've ever received?
From a stranger.
From a stranger. Huh.
This guy was part of my life for 10 minutes, and I probably will think about him forever.
Well, do you want to try to find out who he was?
Yeah, why not?
Did you get a first name?
No.
Not even a first name?
Did you get a first name,
Chuck? Bike Angel, I think his
name was. Bike Angel, I think his name was.
Bright yellow shirt.
My name is Larry Lauer.
Gary's brother?
Could you imagine?
All right, well, let's see.
You must have been adopted.
Here's what I know about him.
Let's see if we can narrow this down. He was in his 60s.
He's from Lycoming County.
Ocean City.
He's from Lycoming. No, because we were in Seattle, if you recall.
Ocean City when we saw him?
But he started with us in Sea Isle.
How many times did you have a vision?
I didn't see him until Ocean City.
Yeah, I know. Here's what I know. He's from Lycoming County. He spent years working in Atlantic City. A dealer as management and
casino
all that.
Dealer, not drug dealer.
No. He was a total drug dealer.
Yeah. I learned a lot.
That's it.
When you're negotiating a chainsaw, it's very handy.
Yeah.
Was he familiar with WMMR?
Didn't even.
Because he saw you guys were all wearing team jerseys, right?
Yeah.
So he didn't say, the radio station never came up in the conversation.
That part never came up.
Did he know you guys were doing a charity ride?
Chuck? Did he know we were doing a charity ride?
That guy?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But he was we were in separate groups. You were in the middle group and I was in the front group. And I didn't see him until you guys rolled up behind us. I never knew he was there.
Did he dispense any advice to you, Chuck? Like, eat more fruit.
No, he just said, keep going. I'm going that way.
Keep on trucking.
Yeah.
All right, let's take your case. What was the most salient piece of advice he gave you that really, of all the things that he was clearly encouraging you and inspiring you, what was the one thing he said to you that really stuck?
Basically, to treat your body right.
Okay. You know,
that it's as simple as that. Like, this is the vessel that's going to take me on through the rest of my life. And
well, you're in a long time, you're in some of the best shape you've been in. You're going in a great direction. I mean, you're clocking major miles on your bike.
Well, listen, I feel better now. Listen, I'm still extremely overweight.
But but you're on the right path.
But I feel better now. We had gotten done a ride a few weeks back, and it was probably like a 40-mile ride or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, we got back. Cleaned up, started walking to the beach, and I just had this feeling like, had I done 40 miles, let's say back in May, I would have been feeling it. I would have been feeling it in my back, in my arms, my knees, and all that. And I didn't. It wasn't just muscular that I didn't, that I felt good. It was like, it was all of it, right?
It's a glow. You can say it's a spiritual thing.
Well, I mean, from exercising, you get that endorphin rush. Mm-hmm. But it was just an overall, like...
When I work out, I always... An old Indian medicine man appears to me.
Wow. I think it has everything to do with the fact that I've been a sits wiper for couple of months. I'm a sit wiper now, and I think has everything to do
with it. Adapting your method of cleaning your butthole has really proven fortuitous to you. So, Preston, what was the most salient advice you ever got?
From a stranger.
From a stranger.
Hi.
Who appeared to you, who you were not quite sure was real.
I don't have any stories. I'm sure it's happened at some point in my life, but nothing has come to mind.
I remember what it was for me, and it was also an article, but it was somebody who gave me the advice, and she told me that she got it from this article that she had read, and she had ended up sending it to me. So it's kind of like that. But she said, don't let somebody else determine your mood for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I think about that sometimes. If somebody pisses me off, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I shouldn't let that person.
Yeah, they're controlling.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mood. And that's, no, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't.
How about you, Steve? Any stranger ever? A wise sage?
Not a stranger, but I have gotten good advice. Of that, I've heard as far as one piece of advice that's really served me well. Which do what you love for a living. Mm-hmm.
Dad shared that with me, but I don't, I'm trying
as,
to
as far
stranger.
As something. And then also to that point of that being happy, look at it as a moral obligation. Those around you benefit from that as well.
Yeah.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
And to, it sort of breaks off from what Kathy was saying.
Yeah.
That is something that you can control how you are. And you don't need to be affected by other people's moods. But I didn't have this, touched by an angel, stranger come in.
I had a stranger reach out to me last night on social media, and he let me know that he thought that I should not talk on the show anymore. I said, dude, I appreciate.
Bill, that's what you hired me to do.
I appreciate your feedback. I thank you so much. And then he said, no, you just ruined the flow of the show. And I said, well, that is, I appreciate your feedback. And choosing to tell me this over social media on a picture that I posted of me and my wife is the perfect place for you to tell me these things.
What was his name? Because I get an email almost every day from somebody saying the same thing.
Yeah, his name's Dave, but whatever. He ended up taking his post. His
you got Dave as well?
Oh, yeah, same guy?
It's Dave.
He's a social worker. I'm like, man.
He's a social worker?
Yeah. Oh, of course I do a deep dive into who this human being is. And he's got all these positive
Dave,
posts.
One
of the funniest posts that
you
he had.
You need to be a little bit more social.
One of the funniest posts that this guy had was, it said something along the lines of, like, don't let somebody else dictate your, tell you what to do in life or something like that. I was like, you're telling me what to do, bro.
Here's a text from somebody who says, this is the best thing a stranger once gave them, the best advice they ever got. If it smells like provolone, leave it alone. If it smells like fish, take your dish.
Ah.
So there you go. A wise piece of information.
What the hell does that mean?
From a stranger. Don't eat that.
No.
I wouldn't eat that. See that over there by the dumpster? Don't eat that. I didn't. I don't feel so good. I wasn't planning on that.
So you guys all have something from, my father was a great guy, but I don't have anything that goes, well, my father always told me. Like, I don't have that in my life. Like, I don't, there was never.
Well, you get those. Well, this reminds me of the book, The Tuesdays with Maury.
Yes.
Did all you read it? Preston, I know you read it.
No, I didn't.
It's always referred to as a book that. Is this, you have someone who's sort of a spiritual, someone who comes into your life who gives you all sorts of insight.
Yep.
And that's who Maury was to this author.
Yeah. I need somebody like that right now, actually.
My dad's available. My dad's available. He'll talk to you guys as long as you want to talk.
You know, if you buy 2-ply, you can pull the 2 plies apart and have 2 rolls of toilet paper.
It's Nick's dad, and I'd like to talk to you. It'll be $50 an hour. Now, if you buy 2 hours at a clip, it'll be 40.
Yeah. You can save on parking.
Yeah. I'm just going to need you to pick me up a Christmas tree this year.
He'll suggest an app where you can get cheaper gas. And
I can get you a Christmas tree for $10. It'll cost you $5 worth of gas. And bridge toll.
Prices of the KOAs across the country. Tom McElwain's your man.
Nah, it's got to come from somewhere unexpected. I think that
like space.
I think that's what makes it special.
You need to be happy.
What Casey experiences has made such an impact with him, because this person who you have no expectations from and they don't know you at all, but offered up something that I think that maybe pretty much anyone can benefit from.
Yeah.
And it kind of came in and out, and it was like, wow, that was really cool. This guy made an impact.
Yeah, when he rode away, I was like, don't go. Don't stay with me.
I have to. I need it back in heaven.
Yeah. What's your name?
You know me as Jesus.
Highway to Heaven. Was it that? Michael Landon. He would just kind of stroll in and out
away.
Of people's lives.
Yeah. That was it. Aren't you the guy from Little House on the... Shut up.
You were a bedwetter, were you not?
Shut up.
Casey, there's a great video talking about advice on PrestonandSteve.com, and it's Eddie Vedder talking with Lily Cornell, Chris Cornell's daughter, and it's about a half hour long, but it talks about Eddie says that he's not great at giving advice, but he's good at listening to other people's good advice. So I think it's something that you can look into. If you have a half hour, I recommend it.
Do you know what's really amazing? In fact, I reposted it recently. It was this guy had taken footage. He was teaching his son how to play basketball. I think that's what was happening. I forget exactly what they were doing, but it is a classic case of what we all, I think, want is someone to give us that salient piece of advice that he says, I can't do it.
Oh, he was boxing.
And then he says, you know, Einstein explains the philosophy, and he's just such a clearly a loving dad imparting usable information, and then had footage of his son a little while later excelling at what he had told him to do because he stuck with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like you say, not having someone or not having...
God.
I always feel in my life, and I don't mean, you know, let me lay down on the couch and you can charge me $200 for this. Like my mother, I think, she passed when I was 20, and I would have loved to have had her in my life more. To guide me a bit more on those motherly things, you know, and I just what I would do is I would just hire these old women to sit in my house.
My poor children, because they will ask me questions, and more often than not, rather than try to I literally don't know, and I'll just say, you know what? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. That's a great question, and one that I've never found the answer to, so I'm sorry.
Did you
go
ask the internet?
Someone else. Yeah.
Did you ask Siri or Alexa?
I offer up nothing. It's terrible. I feel horrible about that, but at least I'm being honest with my children.
Right.
I don't know, man, but sometimes people
And you are?
In and out of your life quickly.
I'm your son.
Oh, make an impact like that.
No, I know. Then you end up torturing yourself because you feel like I'm not rising to the challenge.
Yeah, totally.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.